Here we are, Brew Chatters, back at it for another episode of the Brew Chat Podcast, episode 182, and we've got Donnie Marsh and Charles Newby in the studio for this episode. Donnie's telling us all about the Lookout Comedy Festival. Submissions are coming up, all that good stuff. He gives the details on that, and he's also talking about the Book of Mormon. Jared actually recently went and saw the Book of Mormon. It was here in town playing at the Tivoli. Donnie also went and saw it. So they're talking about that a little bit. We're talking about this food truck explosion that we found online. And then we've actually got a pretty interesting tasting. We had on the Wicked Weed French Toast Imperial Stout. We had it on twice, actually. Several episodes back. And then, again, a couple episodes back. I just really like that beer. But then while I was at Riverside this week, I found that they've got a barrel-aged version of that. So we're actually sort of doing, it's not years, so it's not quite a vertical tasting, maybe a horizontal tasting. I don't know what to call it, but we're comparing the two. So we're drinking that. We've also got some new Monday Night. We've got an unfiltered IPA from them. And then we've got some clown shoes in the house. We're drinking some of that. But before we get into that, before we get into the episode, that is, I want to remind you guys, get down to Riverside Wine and Spirits right there on Manufacturers Road. Get everything you need for your libaceous needs. Plus, they do great growler promos every Friday, 4 to 6. And then every Saturday, they've got wine promos going on from 4 to 6 as well. So get on down there. That's Riverside Wine and Spirits on Manufacturers Road. And then go look us up. We're on the Hopped Up Network or on Spotify. We're on iTunes, everywhere you need to go. Find us where you need to get us, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on YouTube, Twitch, Spotify, all that. It's all Brew Chat, 2 T's. And then also, get your stuff signed up for Brew Skies right down there at the Chattanooga Chicho on April 13th. If you're a brewer, you need to get signed up quick because time's running out for you to be able to get your beer in the festival. And then if you're just wanting to go drink and eat some food, go get your tickets, people. It's a great deal, and those early bird tickets are selling out. But, you get all you want to drink and eat for one ticket price. It's my favorite festival in town. Go check it out. We'll be down there. We'll see you there, hopefully. So, anyway, done with all that. Let's get into the episode. Here's episode 182 with Donnie Marsh and Charles Newby. Guys, how's it going?
It's going good, man.
Yeah,
good.
Good,
hey, good
to see you guys. On? Thanks for joining us, Charles. It's
Thank
your first
you for
time.
Having me.
And we got some tasty beers tonight. And
indeed.
Yeah.
So what do we have? What do we have here? We got the 404 Page Not Found out of Atlanta, right? Unfiltered IPA.
Yeah.
And what is this? What's this? Other?
I like this can.
Clown shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the 404 Page Not Found Unfiltered IPA from. From Monday night. And yeah. Monday night's now available in Memphis, guys. So any of you guys out there listening to us in Memphis, you can now get Monday night out there.
That's good to know.
So no flavor. Well, is there fresh, juicy, and hoppy?
Okay.
Hop Hut release.
And pregnant women should not drink it. Is that, does that count as flavor text?
I don't know. It's they America. Pregnant women can drink it.
Oh, okay.
Not like in excess, but you shouldn't drink anything in excess.
Not I even think water. You can it's have wine if you're pregnant.
In
right?
excess?
Mm-hmm. Not in excess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On access road.
Yeah.
Not as long. Yeah, as long as you're not in it. But now, speaking of hops, though, just to let listeners at home know, because I don't know. I don't give a fuck about the shit, but what is it? The hop, what is it? Hop Slam.
Yeah.
Bell's Hop Slam. It's a good beer, but I was really into it like 2 years ago. But looking online, people get crazy over this shit. Just Bell's Hop Slam. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, people go crazy about it because it was one of the first beers to hit the market that was like over 7% that you could get pretty widely available. And it doesn't taste like a high gravity beer, it just tastes like an IPA. But I don't get the big deal with it, but Riverside has it, so they have plenty of it. So, yeah, that's not even a plug. That's just It naturally is, but I'm just letting you all know that they have it because people tend to go crazy over that beer.
Try it out.
Yeah.
I just think it's fantastic because normally I'm drinking Natty Daddy's on the porch somewhere. So this is automatically like stepping up into the upper echelon for me, literally all the stairs up and then doing the IPA. I like the, it's very, like you said, it's very hoppy. It's got like a fruity overtone.
Yeah, it's citrusy. I'd say there's probably some citra hops in here.
Definitely some citra.
And clear for an unfiltered beer, though. Crystal clear.
Describe it in detail for me, Charles, as my taster here.
From the hills of Hidden Valley Ranch. One of my favorite IPAs is Red Hook. You know, just I'm a big domestic guy. There's nothing wrong with that. I've out of the hundreds of beers I've tried, I've only found one that I've just absolutely just have nightmares about, and that's Gersh. It tastes like warm or cold vegetable soup. And you can taste the love and desire that the hippies put into it.
Yeah.
So it's just the worst possible beer. So I don't care for it. But any other beer, like, you know, yeast in general is fine with me. You know,
Gersh.
Yeah,
it's Gersh. Tastes like what it sounds like.
Gersh. Tastes like Gersh. Yeast.
Tastes like a taxi seat.
You know, there's a brewery here in town that's brewing a pilsner that tastes like a tire, so. I'm not going to call them out.
Okay.
Because I want them to improve, and I'm trying to be nice about it.
Cankus.
They're pushing my buttons
it's
with
it. It's Cankus, isn't it? Yeah.
Gersh. Gersht.
Yeah. I wish Cankus brewed a beer.
Gersht. It's Gersht, Junior.
I'd try it.
This is the beer you give to somebody you don't like at the office. It's like, here, happy Merry Christmas.
It looks like a granddad beer.
So they have an amber. They have a bock, it looks like.
So you guys generally in favor of it?
I like this beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
Do you want to sniff it?
I'll sniff it. Yeah, let me take a sniff.
Take a whiff.
So what are you doing? Are you doing like a sober month or?
Something like that, yeah. You know. There's sometimes every once in a while when you realize that you've gone from consuming the alcohol to the alcohol consuming you, and you know you find yourself having strange thoughts during the day. You know, like is Hobby Lobby's real name Hobbert Lobbert? And you're like, my brain is broken. I may need to take a little step back from the thing. Especially
when you are specifically keeping the lights on in a bar,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we can't leave. He's still here. I'll give you an example.
Here's Tanner this week. Like, how are we going to pay our light bill? You know, like one of those things.
I tend to, you can tell when I'm drinking too much because my answers to, or like I'll respond on Facebook with very, very long essays to things. Mm-hmm. Like, so here's an example. This is Jamie Ward, my friend. He's a comic, I think based out of Atlanta. He travels around, but he goes, I need to be working, but I'm totally distracting myself with 90s Would You Rather. Moira Kelly's head on D.B. Sweeney's body or D.B. Sweeney's head on Moira Kelly's body. Now, you all remember the film The Cutting Edge from, I believe, 1998. Yeah. So I respond back. This is unexpectedly difficult since I'd honestly never considered what either's bodies looked like. At first I thought, second one, no brainer. But I realize now that for years I've ascribed to Moira Kelly the off-the-chart sensuality of Nala, because Moira Kelly did the voice, in The Lion King, when she lies back on the grass and tells Simba, with her eyes, it was a family film, to act like a true king and pound that ass. But that's not fair to D.B. Sweeney. To give this proper consideration, I may need to go back to Cutting Edge or even One Tree Hill. She logged way more minutes in that as the mom, and really break down film. Sweeney has a good turn in Memphis Belle, but his potentially hot bod is hidden by his flight suit, as are the supple forms of Matthew Modine, Tate Donovan, and Billy Zane! Exclamation point. So this truly is a riddle for one's confused loins. Ultimately, I'd say it depends heavily on the music and lighting in the room, if I'm being honest. I hope this is the right answer. Please let me know. I obviously had the day off.
Quite the text there.
Yeah, so... You know, sometimes it's like, you know, I could be getting more work done.
All I took from that was it reminded me of how sexy that love scene in The Lion King was. You know, I watched that as a child.
The animators
But you even as a child, I didn't like necessarily know like sex, no, But it's like, I looked and I was like, okay, something's up here.
Yeah.
That's a sexy scene.
Mm-hmm.
Someone spent hours drawing that seductive look she gave him, like,
oh, it's seductive as hell. Yeah.
And you're just like, and then Elton's in the back and it's just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done this before. And then, of course, you've got Nathan Lane. He can do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nothing. Who's it? Jeffrey Katzenberg was the he was the executive at Disney, and he was like, "I want to smell the cat pheromones."
That broke me. Mm. That broke me into my very core.
You got him.
Speaking of cat pheromones, man, I wish this was some with some Simcoe hops. That would have been nailed.
Is that what that smells like?
We don't have Simcoe.
Yeah, Simcoe hops just smell like cat piss. Seriously, it smells exactly like a cat litter box.
Like, I'll be damned.
Yeah. But just cracked open this Clown Shoes Josh the Guava King double IPA with guava. Josh the Guava King double IPA with guava. Okay, I thought that was flavor text.
If he just tried a little harder his last semester, he would have been Guava Cum Laude. Just a little bit harder. His parents were just like, come on, Josh.
8% ABV. And it says, our mission to produce beer without pretension while being free and a little crazy.
That just makes me glad that, like, what's that one soap where it's all the crazy, like, ramblings? The non-Castile soap. Dr. Bronner's. Thank God Dr. Bronner's doesn't make beer. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. A beer you can wash your body with?
Mm. I mean, just, also, they make beer soap.
You can use the, like, spent grains or something.
Yeah. I love
probably eat that
how the trend right now with beer is just like,
maybe not.
Yeah, anything we could do with our spent grains, let's do it. Like soap, they'll make bread, pretzels. And to be honest, I kind of hate the bread. It's like flavorless bread.
Yeah, well, the flavor in theory has already been sucked into it.
Yeah, it's just bread. Like, there's no flavor at all. Pretzels the same way, but I'm not a fan of pretzels. But they make muffins, they make crackers.
I like the pretzels because I like the mustard, and they make the mustard with the same beer.
So it's just a mustard vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mustard vessel. That sounds mustard like a really vessel. Good stoner doom band.
I was going to say.
It would be a good band name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two bass
Get on
players.
This mic a little bit here.
A little bit more like this.
You want to sit back like
yeah, we're just tilted all the way back.
I'm heavily medicated from dealing with the temperature changes and all the... Everything going on, so and this is the first time I've drank since like Thursday, so I'm just like, oh, I'm finally back in my element. This is
I've brought a friend who has the plague. I hope that's all right in this.
I've talked to the doctor. It's not contagious, although it will cause a rash.
The doctor did die.
The rash is.
I like a good rash once in a while.
You know, it makes you feel alive more than anything.
It just checks you.
It checks you.
What is the...
You're a true friend, like a rash.
Boy, I got a few friends like that. They're probably watching right now.
We all had a person we thought of. Let's call them by name and address.
Hold on, let me get Google Maps. So, the difference between the unfiltered IPA and the double IPA with guava, is that like...
Shit.
Is that like stats on like...
well, let's
fantasy
see.
Football, or is
I didn't buy them necessarily. Compare, they just looked interesting, and I hadn't had them before.
Is it just more?
But,
is it more horse shit from the big IPA?
Maybe. I mean, Monday Night is. It's a pretty big brewery out of Atlanta, but it's unfiltered and it's only 7.1% ABV. But this is a double IPA, which means that can mean a variety of things.
This guy is 8%.
In layman's terms, it's typically going to be a higher percentage alcohol.
It tastes just like
but
Josh.
It's maybe been double fermented, sat a little longer, gotten a little more booze out of it. Maybe it was boiled a little longer.
Looks like they drew dicks in those clouds, the pink clouds.
They look a little dickish, but I don't think they are. No.
I think, okay. I was wondering if a Disney animator got a hold of that.
I'm going to put dicks in. You can take a look here.
Okay.
What do y'all think of this new Aladdin movie?
Three, four,
oh, it
five,
looks horrifying.
It looks terrifying,
it really
right?
Terrifying.
Like, they've kind of nailed... Jungle Book was great. This Lion King movie looks great. But this this Aladdin movie, it looks like a porno version.
It looks like I could...
Like, just the poster looks like the porno version.
Can we show the trailer on here? We can show the trailer
We don't have to feed it through or anything.
Okay, this is actually porn. I don't think you're supposed to watch this. Here. Oh, wait, no. Okay, this is Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, we can't. I'm already not sold.
No, and the Lion King trailer looks so good. I mean, it's like, it's still animation. That's what I think is hilarious. It's just digital animation that looks realistic.
Do you think they're going to bring Gilbert Gottfried back?
No, that's the thing, too, is they're not bringing, like, of course you're not bringing Robin Williams, but... and
what?
I don't know. I got to think of it. It's Will Smith is the genie now.
Oh, that's what I saw.
And it, yeah, he looks terrible. Like, the graphics on it are terrible.
They shouldn't have. Yeah, too bad it's not, like, moving.
It just, I try to look at it in a way, it's like, Robin Williams was a random comedian that they chose to be the genie for our generation. Yeah. Will Smith could be doing that for an entirely new generation of kids. So I try to step back a little bit and be like, okay, this is not a movie that is made for me.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Randy? Come out here and get your beers.
Yeah, you got some beers here.
Can't hear you. See, come out from behind the curtain so we can pay attention to you.
Was that it? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, they cut off the last part in that video.
Well, I didn't.
You have to look at it, too, as, like, who would you get to replace Robin Williams, too?
Yeah.
It's like Will Smith's, like, the first person you would think.
Leave us those other two. Because we'll fill other beers.
Well, I mean, we know by now Hollywood's notorious for making terrible decisions to replace people, and sometimes out of controversy or necessity. You know, that's the the question. It's like you got a classic like Aladdin, and you want to bring it into the new century, and you want to use all this Disney money to get more money and beat a dead horse into a fine powder.
Should've left
alone.
How are
we going to do that? Oh, well, we'll just bring Will Smith in. He's a cash cow. Let's do this. Oh, it's just like, that's cool. But then when you get to movies like Secret Life of Pets, my daughter loves that movie. But the main protagonist, a little Jack Russell, was voiced by none other than Louis C.K. But what did they decide to do? The second one's coming out soon, and they brought in Harrison Ford. And while you're paying attention to Harrison Ford, Patton Oswalt quietly has stepped in to revoice the dog. Now, I'm a huge Patton fan, but at the same time, you know, Patton's just like,
I can't say no,
but also,
he's got a pretty recognizable voice.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that first movie.
It was quite good.
Yeah, Kevin Hart is that, like,
the little angry buddy.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious. It caught me by surprise. I never would have intentionally watched that movie, but it was one of those things. I was hanging out with a friend who's got children's, and it was on, and I was like, okay, this is...
Speaking of weird things in children land, so my daughter is very, very into Peppa Pig, and today on the parent boards all over Facebook, of course, people have been doing what they do for years, and they make obtuse and strange and violent versions of your favorite cartoons, and they put them on YouTube, and they put them in the regular stream. Well, now there's Peppa Pig, where she kills and eats and maims her family.
Oh, my God.
And it's just popping up in regular rotation, and it's strange what they do with these things, because, like, they're eventually going to flag it and mark it. They're going to find it in a few hours, and it's good to go. But just as an example of what they do, especially foreign countries, foreign entities, I've got a bit I'm working on this. But so my daughter will just, she can't read. She can barely talk. She's
That's very
old.
Sad.
Oh, dude, last night I about lost my shit because she found a diaper that we had forgotten about in the bin and pulled it out, and she was examining it on the damn 100-year-old chair that I had repurposed for her grandmother before she died, and she's just examining her poop like some kind of dirty German. just having a look, being like, what is this thing called poop? I open the door and she's like,
how about just
like,
by chance, we just happen to get two new German fans commenting. But
Yavo. Yeah. So
I saw that too.
Jesus.
God almighty.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Oh, where were we going?
Beeline for a landmine.
Things you see on the internet. So she goes through the algorithms and stuff, and they get different shapes and colors, you know, all that different stuff. She's not gonna read anything. She's going, oh, okay, I like green, let's go there. Well, eventually she found one where it's a Ukrainian a bathtub and a lady, and there's these little faces on these balloons, and she'll just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then she'll start speaking Ukrainian, and then she'll pop the balloon and go, woo! Well, that's all well and good, because it's cutesy. But later on, you know, I was feeling a mite peckish, and, you know, it was time to take care of some adult business, and I was on X videos, and I got to the weird part where it was like, hello, welcome to the Ukraine. The same video.
Oh, no.
Rebranded under, like, balloon fetish. Just popped up, and it's like... And I was like, "What? I've never wanted to see this, but it's because it was on the same device. It was like, oh, if you like balloon videos, you'll love this. And it's just like, God. I don't know what's more terrifying about it. The fact that it's technology figuring out our deepest desires and these things that are going on, or the fact that people are recognizing those algorithms and they're making products. Then it's just like, I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, what fresh hell awaits me this morning?
Where are you on the train of your phone listening to you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they keep denying it. There's been news stories.
No, it's
listening to you, bro.
Yeah, it's listening.
You can ask Donnie. You know, we've gotten into discussions after a few comedy shows. I have to be very careful about talking about conspiracy theories because I've been running the gamut for years, even before comedy. And, you know, if you don't believe that the Hubble telescope cannot be reversed and be the light of God as a death ray with intense access and impunity, you know, when it's reversed and shoots the sunlight, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. You're crazy. Why wouldn't
like you? A giant magnifying glass.
Like, yeah. You remember that light in, was Indiana Jones and the Ark? The Lost Ark?
Yeah,
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm-hmm. Remember when the German guys face melts off? Mm-hmm. You know that kind of heat concentrated into like a dime size accuracy on the planet and stuff like that. But you know, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's listening to us. Oh God, we're at the dark beer side.
This is not to interject here. It's phenomenal's tale, but we've had the Wicked Weed French Toast Imperial Stout on here before. Yeah, we've had it on here a couple times, actually.
Just real quick, we didn't talk too much about this other one. It smells straight hot like guava, and it is quite tasty and little and fruity and stuff. Ah, oh, Tanner. For those of you,
it's a kind of this is
Jamie. I'm gonna answer
listening.
Jamie, talk to me.
Hey, Jamie, you're live on Brew Chat. What's up? Why are you calling me?
Live there to make sure I didn't call during the recording.
No, and you're on air right now.
Yeah,
wow.
Air. I can hear you through the headsets.
Jamie, how do you feel about Ukrainian balloon fetish videos?
I'm drinking a Modelo with a lime in it. Does that count as group chat?
Yeah, that'll count.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But,
not.
I'll call you back when we're done recording here.
All right. Have fun, guys.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, so Charles hosts.
Jamie smiling, ladies and gentlemen.
Oddly.
But, yeah. Sorry about that.
Our first live caller.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were allowed to do that.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Well.
Yeah, you know when we film. And now we know Tanner leaves his phone not on silent. We got this one here.
Keep the orientation of these proper, guys.
Okay, got it.
As you look at them.
Are we doing heaven and hell, or are we doing...
This one needs to be on your right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're doing a... it's what we call a vertical tasting somewhat. Yeah. I mean, not quite. Usually a vertical tasting is across the years.
Yeah.
You get different from the years. But we've had... before we get into that, no, let's talk about this other beer. We did miss that one.
I feel bad for the clown shoes. Poor
little
clown shoes.
Can you actually hand me that other one over there? Let me pour me a little bit more.
Yeah, everybody drank it so quick that we didn't even get a chance to talk about it.
I like the
must have been terrible.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about the bitterness of the 404. Now, if you're trying to get into IPAs and you're not quite sure about the flavor, I think this would be a good transition, especially, you know, for people with, you know, haven't really figured out the palate aspect of it as part. But overall, two solid beers, not bad.
You can help yourself to more if you want.
Oh, I'm trying all kinds of liquids tonight, like Mucinex.
Oh, that's right. You got
all this other stuff. So I'm pacing myself. I have all these delicious liquids. Yeah, what do we got here in the heaven and ale glass?
Well, right before we move on to that, I do want to say I'm drinking this clown shoes. It doesn't taste like a double IPA.
No, it doesn't.
It does not. It's very smooth. It's a little citrus in there, but you know, and the guava. But separate from that, there's like maybe some orange or some mango.
It's the bitter aspect of it. It's very, very smooth. Like it's just enough to take your time with it, but in case you're in a hurry and you got to go home real fast, you can whip it down.
And it's 8%, but you can barely tell.
I'm all about
8%. Sit that up there for the camera if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Check out Clown Shoes Josh.
I'm going to recommend that one. So far, that might be my pick of the
night. I just stumbled across this, or stumbled over this in the show just because I was so excited about these French toasts. Because we had the French Toast Imperial Stout, which is the standard from Wicked Weed.
Ooh.
We had that on, we've had it on a couple times actually, just because I liked it so much and then had other people on that I wanted to share it with. And then I noticed today that they've got a barrel-aged version.
Really?
Yeah. This year has been the year where I've gotten really excited and really just enthusiastically into dessert stouts. I've never been a stout man until this year, this past year, 2018.
Just out of curiosity, have you tried Left Hand Brewing Milk Stout?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
They've got that on Nitro over at OC Northgate.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. There's one place that's got like 40 beers on tap over somewhere between Rossville and Fort O. It's over there by like Badcock and Moore and all.
Oh, stuff. Beverage World.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, it's Growler Heaven. You just go in and just fill me up. They also have Rasputin, which is hard enough to find. But then again, $40 for a growler. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
One of those smells a lot sweeter than the other. Is that the French toast one?
Yeah, the regular should be on your right. The barrel age should be on your left.
Yeah, the one is real desserty, and the other one has a much fainter sweetness, like the gum underneath a desk. Yeah.
I'd say this one's definitely.
No, that's actually very apt, Donald.
Sorry.
The barrel aged one.
Yeah, go ahead and say that again.
Oh, it smells like the gum underneath a desk. Like a faint sweetness.
You said the barrel aged one does?
The forbidden.
I believe it's the barrel aged one.
And the French toast, I'm not going to go through all the flavor text again on this one, but it's coming in at 8.8%. And it's just good.
So you said the one on the right is the regular. On my right. This one, I'm going to say this one's definitely barrel aged.
Yeah, this is the regular.
Yeah, I'd say so. You can smell that. Can I see the barrel aged bottle? Is it a bourbon barrel?
I don't know what kind of barrel it is. You want to do the flavor text honors there?
Oh, sure.
We've not gotten our flavor text music wired up to this yet.
We'll get there.
But
we got big plans for the future. You'll see.
The cream aspect on the, which one was the one with the heaven ale glass? Was that the French toast? Was that the barrel age?
I didn't
or was that the
them.
Secondary one? The heaven and ale one, the one on the right.
The one on the right, the one on my right is the regular.
The one on the right is just the regular Wicked Weed French Toast Imperial Stout.
There's definitely the cream aspect of it. If you're from the point of it touching your tongue to finishing around about points 2 through 6, that's where the cream aspect is really noticeable. It's very it's robust, but it isn't too bitter at the same time. I don't know. I'm not saying there should be a breakfast beer, but you know, my mind is getting changed pretty much.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, this is our third time having this beer on here, and I saw today they had a barrel-aged version. So I was like, what not a better time to compare the two?
Okay, so the this bourbon...
Also, hang on. The guys watching in Germany? Yeah, we agree. The beer in Germany is probably better. Send us some.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Send us some. Hit us up. PM,
yeah, send
DM.
Us some of your grand German beer.
I bet it's
beer.
Not.
I tell you what.
To our
German audience, before you start shitting on our beers and what we get over here, explain German goo girls. For those watching at home, put in a nice Google search, and we're going to lay bare in the fields. Lay waste. Just nothing but fire. And spunk.
And spunk.
Anyway, so.
That is fantastic.
See, before I cleaned up, I was just like Charles. This is a before and after that you're seeing right now. By the way, I have just going back to the other thing, I have no vested interest in whether Louis C.K. ever performs again, but this seems like a pretty easy fix as far as the Pets movie.
Yeah.
If he's the voice of a dog, have the dog fixed during the movie.
Ooh.
You know? Like have him wear a cone around his head and everything. Just, or like have him like no, and like hose him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it.
Or maybe even carried off screaming by an eagle. You know, just kill him off.
I wish that's how I die.
Yeah. Getting carried off by an eagle. Yeah.
That would be such a good way to die. Like if we were just out at lunch one day. No, we'll be at brunch.
You'd have to cut some serious weight for that.
And then an eagle comes and carries me off and you just never see me again?
That'd be fucking crazy.
I hear some people are working on it.
It's a good way to die.
I've never put a cone on a dog, but if any, you guys have dogs?
I don't.
No, I've got a thunderous pussycat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am my own pet.
Somewhere.
I wonder if the cone aspect makes the sound louder. You know.
Oh, like rawr.
Yeah, rawr.
But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
She definitely barks.
Anyway, let's talk about this beer for a second. Then I want to check out this video. I found this right before we started on the show today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a food truck that explodes. So, but I want to talk about this beer first.
All right.
So try the French toast. It's just delicious,
I remember. Yeah, that's
I think good. We all agree that this is a delicious fucking beer.
Yeah, it's nice. Then we've got the Bourbon Barrel Aged French Toast Imperial Stout. It's a delicious testament to smoldering intensity. Okay. Prepare for the smooth vanilla, zesty cinnamon, and sweet maple syrup of the original to be especially enhanced by the finest Kentucky bourbon barrels.
I want you to read it again, but slowly, and I want you to make me really feel it. I want it late night style.
I'll start back from the beginning.
Trying to just
Sam Elliott.
Yeah,
Sam Bourbon barrel aged French toast imperial stout is a delicious testament to smoldering intensity.
Smoldering intensity. That should be
like a
when you pass by East Ridge.
Smoldering intensity.
When you pass by East Ridge, it should be like East Ridge. Smoldering intensity. And Bass Pro Shop. God almighty.
And Bass Pro Shop. Prepare for the smooth vanilla, zesty cinnamon, and sweet maple syrup of the original to be epically enhanced by the finest Kentucky bourbon barrels. Bourbon. This sweet treat's time in oak barrels has forged an entirely new creation. Taste this beauty after its bourbon barrel transformation and give in to sweet intensity. 12.3 motherfucking percent ABV.
It doesn't taste like 12.3. I do prefer the OG. This is not bad at all. It's just I drink it and it's almost too sweet. Like the bourbon barrels have almost made it too sweet for me.
It's you definitely get like the maple more in the bourbon barrel.
I'll tell you what I would want though with this. What would be amazing with it is a nice fat fucking brat, which you don't give a shit about. Mm-hmm. But the sweet with that savory,
that'd be good. That sounds good.
No, that would be amazing.
I get how it all works together and stuff.
You're a vegetarian man, so so you don't.
I know. I don't actually, but I can pretend.
What's a good savory vegetable? Is there
okra? Yeah.
What's that? Okra?
Okra.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Artichokes can be pretty savory, depending on, I had I made
Come
some artichokes.
Come on here and get some of this, Randy.
Yeah, get this. Yeah, so stuff you put in like gumbo.
Okay.
I'd say like a sun-dried tomato would be pretty savory. Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
The only way I know to describe this beer is, have you guys ever seen How Stella Got Her Groove Back? This is the opposite of that.
I missed that one, actually. Right. Which one is?
I never did, but is it good?
It's kind of like if Tyler Perry, I don't know where I was going with it. It's not a good movie. It's terrible. No, it's not a bad beer. The first one was a little bit...
It's a vegetable.
I don't know.
Oh, it's technically a fruit.
Right is the regular, left is the barrel-aged.
Yeah, that's regular, that's barrel.
Which is weird.
You just mixed them up. No, keep them straight, man.
The one with the handle's the barrel.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference when you sniff it.
Oh, you definitely can.
But not for the uninitiated, Donald.
No.
So you seem to know a lot about what you're talking about when we're drinking these beers and stuff. So what was your intro?
Alcoholism.
That's kind of how we started a podcast. So,
yeah, let's sit around and drink and make people listen to it.
Well, the drinking's not going to stop, so we might as well make this work some way.
Yeah,
I know a lot of guys who drink. You know, a lot of the guys I've done construction with over the years, they do a lot of tastings that we grill out a lot, and you know, until work picks back up, I'm working for Craftworks and doing Old Chicago, and that's one of the better places.
That's where
town.
I've met you before.
You see there?
No, I'm the manager and training program supervisor.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's okay. Where. Okay, I was okay. Like, I know that name. I fucking know that name.
Which Old Chicago?
The one over Hamilton Place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back there in the kitchen making things happen.
I knew it. Charles
at Large on Facebook, that's my comedy thing, but if you follow Charles at Large on Instagram, you get to see all the delicious goodies that I get to make all the time because I'm a man of many hats. There's a room full of hats you'll lose your mind in.
I'm with you. I've got a nice collection as well.
Oh,
I like this hats. Sexy voice thing we've started.
Oh, that's fucking great. I did not
feel
make that
my
connection.
Sensuality.
It's
feel it.
That sounds like something. Are you doing somebody when you do that?
Not that I'm aware
voice?
Of. No. I just like
it
doing
it. It reminds
voices.
Me of somebody, and I'm trying to think.
It sounds like visitflorida.com. I love it.
Dude, Florida has apparently been a secret haven. For which, I mean, you see it driving down there. I mean, you're from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about the Pats owner getting in trouble. Like,
yes. Yeah.
I mean, you see him driving down there. You see, like, tons of billboards for Asian massage parlors.
And full, well, so South Florida is a different beast. I'm from Gainesville, Florida. But yeah, it is kind of the most obvious thing in the world. So, I mean, when they specifically advertise, like, yeah, they're Asian. I mean, no one's really caring. Like, if you're going there for muscle soreness, you're not like, yes, but what is the race of my masseuse? Mm-hmm. You're not, I mean, you don't really care. You're just like, I'm in pain and I'd like to not be. But yeah, if you're a weird old man, apparently there's a, I don't know, there's a thing. So I was very embarrassed because I am a New England Patriots fan and this is just...
That's what you get.
What was the meme with him? And
oh,
it said,
geez.
You know how hard it is to jerk off with six fucking rings? Like, God. That's what I love about the internet. Anytime you've got any misgivings about being proper etiquette or, you know, being a decent human being, the internet's just going to throw a wrench in that whole thing.
There's always a group of people
who doesn't. You need that litmus. It's just like, what do we not need to say? Let's go check out a meme about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out.
No, it's apparently there was somebody else that got caught up in that.
The COO or former COO of Citibank.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shocker.
Has Florida just been like this, like prostitution haven for these rich guys for all those years?
Yeah.
It's a gross old rich guy haven, and thus, you know.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
Everything goes to them. So supposedly there was a bigger name that was supposed to come out. And it sure seemed like the slow release of names meant that the local sheriff's office were like, what kind of funding could we squeeze out of this situation? I mean, we threw Bob Kraft under the bus and he's richer than you. What do you feel like donating to our union? I mean, they've got so many people by the balls down there.
Yeah.
It's really something.
Florida's just a whole state about having people by the balls.
Man, and I grew up there, and it wasn't like, it was the wrong neighborhood, I guess, or the right one, depending.
Florida's a weird place, man.
You can grow up real sheltered there, I assure you, but yeah.
But it's weird overall. Like, you've got Miami, which is one of the biggest cities in the nation. Like, it's a big city.
It's definitely a big city.
And then you got Clearwater, which is run by Scientologists.
Yeah, talk about growing up.
That's where I was born. Didn't stay there long, but yeah. Tampa's pretty cool.
And they've like infiltrated the Popo there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Like, Scientologists own Clearwater.
Yeah.
So
that's not what I hear. I hear it's a very reputable organization and gets a bad rap a lot of times.
Praise be to Xenia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How was the Book of Mormon? It's being a religion.
That was hilarious.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah, ran into this guy.
Yeah, Jared and I were sitting right across the aisle from each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like at the wedding.
What?
Well, it was like right across the aisle.
Oh, yeah, at a wedding. I was like, referring to a specific...
Yeah, I was curious too. Like, I said the wedding.
I said the wedding like it was a thing we went to.
The wedding of the day.
The day, yeah. Anyway, that's why I don't do comedy. Yeah.
Isn't Mormonism like just ridiculous though?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
when I I'm sorry.
You want to say so, and then you're like, I believed half of that.
I like the part about how it's like there's a third book that no one tells you about. You got like the Old Testament, the New Testament, and then there's the third bit.
That's a great hook.
Yeah, it is.
You
can
understand
hook.
How people are like, really?
Yeah. Oh. Like, you know, you haven't heard about
I this. Like the idea of you dying and
getting a planet?
Yeah, you get a fucking planet to just copulate on. Like, that sounds pretty great. Yeah, I'll go make my own fucking pyramids or whatever I'm doing.
Whatever you want.
But, yeah. I guess make my own children my slaves.
That's cool for the big picture, but for the kids with ADD, think about Little House on the Prairie, but with Jesus. That's Jesus' adventures in the New America. Like, it's just, remember the Sam Elliott, speaking of Sam Elliott, the 90s commercial with beef. And it's just like, beef is what's for dinner. Jesus coming across the horizon. Everything's normal, but he's got a cowboy hat on. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, yeah. And he's trying to get all these cattle to go across the water. And he's like, nope. And he just parts it. And it's just like, wait, I didn't do that. And then there's Moses, and he's just tipping his hat. I don't know. I just think a cowboy adventure with Jesus is long overdue. You know, like,
dude, cowboys were real big in the 90s there for a minute.
It was. Like, it was fantastic.
Tombstone came out. A bunch of others. Like, Tombstone's a great movie, but there was a big... I grew up in the sticks a little bit.
Yeah.
So people had horses and whatnot, but like people's decorations in their houses were like horse themed.
I like the little and, like silhouettes and stuff like that of horses.
They had one of those guys, those like... plywood dudes that like cowboys leaning up against a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing out the thumb like, yeah, you go on that way.
Yeah. Cowboys down were the path.
They came back a little bit for not that long, I guess. There was like the, True Grit remake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 310 to Yuma remake.
310 to Yuma.
Both of those are
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, both of those are phenomenal.
That's kind of the thing with Westerns. Like, they don't really fit in society right now.
Man. No. But I love a good Western. Fun. I love a Western. Like, Westworld's skirting it, but Westworld's killing it. But there's a called, like, Tomahawk with Kurt Russell. It's kind of a horror movie, like a Hills Have Eyes almost. There's like a rogue Native American group, Indians, that like they start scalping people and doing crazy shit. And then there's...
I like how you switch from Native Americans to Indians.
Yeah, I just want certain people that may be watching to know. And they're locals.
That's fine.
I just want them to know.
All right.
That I'll say it.
All right.
That I'll say it. Indians.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I appreciate the effort you're putting into it.
So anybody speaking of the guys from South Park, if you guys enjoyed the Book of Mormon, has anyone seen Cannibal the musical?
Ooh. I know a bit about it. I've never saw it.
Fantastic. Yeah, I never actually watched it. Cannot recommend it enough. It's pre-South Park, and it's Trey Parker and Matt Stone and a few other people, and it's very low budget the way they went about it. And it's the guys from South Park and Troma, which is really fun. And it's a musical about the Donner Party. It's pretty fun. It's pretty
not
fun.
The Donner Party. Separate guy.
Okay.
His name was Alfred Packer, and he was a trail guide.
Packer's in there.
Yeah, he was a trail guide, and his party got snowed in, and he just kind of casually over time ate everyone who was in the party with him. And he like came down from the mountain kind of picking his teeth and whatnot and got arrested immediately. And apparently the judge in the case had this great memorable line. He was just like, Alfred Packer, you man-eating son of a bitch. There were five Democrats in this county, and you ate three of them.
Oh, my God.
And for that reason, some irreverent Republican groups in the area have named their, their clubs after him.
Oh, my God.
Which feels aggressive.
Yeah.
Feels.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So. Hop aboard the field train.
Tell us a little, though. This episode's going to be a little shorter tonight, guys. Just letting you know.
Sorry.
Not y'all, the audience.
My bad.
But no, it's not a big deal. Tell us about comedy festivals coming up. Tell us about that.
Sure. Lookout Comedy Festival, yeah. Which was a financial bloodbath last year. That it was a real fun time. I mean, it was 10 shows over 4 days, 4 different venues, and we're doing it again this year. It's going to be the third weekend of October. And Palace Theater, JJ's Improv Chattanooga are going to be involved in it. And it was a very good time. The goal of the first year was to make sure the comics, the audience, and the venues were all happy. And so even though it was very stressful to put together, it was just something that a lot of us had wanted to make happen for a while. So we're doing it again, and submissions will be open March 1st. If you go to lookoutcomedyfestival.com, it'll have a bunch of information, pictures of comics from last year, some video that we took from last year. But last year, we kind of knew who we wanted on the festival to begin with, and so we didn't take submissions because we felt like it would just be taking people's money for no reason. But this year, it's going to be a true open invitation, and submissions are only $10. You send at least a 5-minute video, and our board, who is made up of non-comics, so it won't be like local comics with their favorites and stuff like that. They are invested members of the local audience are selecting. I am going to give myself, because I'm taking the risk on this, I am giving myself 5 saves. And I'm thinking about giving myself 5 vetoes as well. Yeah. Just be like, nope, not them. Because, there's some things that you know.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there were a couple instances last year where it was like, this needs to be a safe work environment for female comics. And so that guy.
Yeah, it's kind of probably the same people that get mad about Indian. Just put it out there.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
There's certain people that are sniffing what I'm stepping in.
There are always certain people.
Yeah.
Man, hey. Certain people. But yeah, March 1st. So there will be an early bird special where it's only $10 to send a tape in for that month. And then afterwards, it'll jump up.
What do you recommend on the tape?
Be funny. I mean, stand up. It's a decent, good quality video of you just killing in front of an audience. And it can be any kind of comedy. It can be musical comedy or whatever. It just needs to be like stand up of some kind, at least 5 minutes. It can be longer. Can't guarantee we'll watch more than 5 minutes, but like hit hard up front.
Can we go ahead and send the $10 and then once we've got the tape later, be like,
Good question.
That is a good question.
Because I'm definitely not using what I did a week or two ago.
Sure.
My hand was almost broken.
That's fair. Yeah.
Time I did Improv versus Chattanooga, I had a very, very close friend of mine who also does comedy. He was just like, newbie, you going? You were a little slow because you was very drunk.
Sure.
And it was understandable since you almost broke your hand the night before. Mm-hmm. And don't ever show that video to anyone again. I was like, okay, we'll never do that.
Jimmy's got a question here. Can he use his video from the last?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go for it, Jimmy.
Yeah, again, it won't be just me watching it. And honestly, there's so many videos from last festival that I haven't even seen yet. So.
I mean, that's kind of an automatic, though. It's like, what makes you think you're good enough for this year's festival?
I was on last time.
Yeah, I mean, okay. If you got in with last year's, it's a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this guy, Bryant, came on join us. Oh, by the way.
Oh, hi.
I went and saw Adventure Fight at Con Nuga this past weekend.
I heard it was great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I fucking loved the keyboard accompaniment that was going on with it. I thought it was great. Mr. Dave Hanna.
They always get very good music.
Wife beater on the keyboard, just like boom, doom, 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 doom. And then there'd be like combat and be like dun 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 blink blink dun 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 blink blink. Fucking crazy. Yeah, no, that was it was a great show. And Mr. Bryant, who just joined, he was a like a pro wrestler from Faerun, which was pretty fantastic. He had a belt and everything, which yeah, he brought along with him. It was a lot of fun.
And, let's well, I'm gonna close this out here, but when I close this out, I want us to go to this truck explosion because I'm very intrigued about that.
Okay.
So but before we go to that, I want to remind you guys, get down to Riverside Wine Spirits. Like I told you at the head up of the show, get down there, check them out this Friday and Saturday. Hopped Up Network at the hoppedupnetwork.com, and then Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, Twitch, everywhere and anywhere. Get us at Brew Chat with two T's. And then Bruce Guys on April 4th, 13th.
Let's say, I do not think Vince McMahon's dick still works.
I may. I've cocaine.
It didn't
That's
have
true.
To.
That's
didn't
true.
Have to.
But yeah, other than that, Jimmy.
Not on its own.
Thank you guys for joining us. It's
hey, no
been
problem.
A it's been a good episode. And yeah, let's go watch this food truck explode.
Is it a meth truck explosion?
All that's left of a food cart in the Whitaker. At around 8 Sunday morning, Buck food cart exploded, shaking up the entire neighborhood.
The mess has been cleaned up, but those who were in the area said they could feel the blast. One man was at a nearby church when it happened.
St. Mary's kind of rocked a little bit while we were at Mass.
Stephen O'Brien owns Builders Electric next door off of Madison and West 2nd. His business was not damaged. Officials say the explosion did damage three surrounding buildings, including Oakshire Brewing Public House. It caused kegs there to explode, spewing beer everywhere. There were no reported injuries from the explosions, something O'Brien says he's grateful for.
Anybody in the immediate area could have died, and luckily there wasn't anybody around.
And the owners are also thankful no one was nearby, saying in a Facebook post that things can be replaced, but people cannot. They also want to thank the community for all the love and support. Reporting in Eugene, Emma Jerome, KEZI 9 News.